had the protest not happened, we believe that the prices would have been pulled much further. And I suppose the thing had to come to a head at some stage. Farmers weren't prepared to let the prices continue to be pulled well below the cost of production, so action had to be taken. A lot of those people now would have those stock, got them killed now since, I hope, and getting things settled back in. I suppose it's very regrettable that it took so long for the factories to come to the table with, I suppose, meaningful proposals that farmers could accept and that the protest would be stood down. And I suppose we hope going forward that the changes and proposals within that agreement will help secure better income for especially beef farmers, I suppose, going forward, but also the sheep farmers, I suppose, that they'll get a fair say and a fair return for their stock also.
And for farmers maybe that wouldn't have been able to sell cattle or sheep during that period, they obviously had the extra cost of feeding and holding on to the animals, so that would have been out of their budget. They might have maybe to been using other animal feeds or whatever that they would have been hoping maybe to hold on to for later. So there was a cost factor involved there as well.
Oh, there was, of course. Well, I suppose that's probably a lot of our problems is the cost of keeping stock. So if you're using a lot of meal and you're finishing animals, you can't just stop feeding them because you can't get them away killed. So there is big expense for every day going forward. And I suppose that's part of our problem is that there is such expense to keep them stock now. And when you're not able to get a proper price for them, then.
Tell me a little bit about what it has been like for farmers now who have gone back to the factories with animals. Obviously, there was going to be, once the factories reopened, a rush with farmers maybe trying to get rid of animals that they had held on a week or two longer than anticipated. So has that affected the price in any way?
As far as I know, the price is holding around the same as what it was when protest ended. So I'm hoping that that will continue to be the case. I haven't had farmers telling me that prices have been pulled. So I'm hoping that the prices, as the war when the protest ended, and that they'll be maintained the base price until at least the end of this month, or the end of October. I suppose, I hope that the price will stay the same, like, and that people is getting what they're getting. It's still not enough to cover the cost of productions, but it's not, I don't see it changing overnight now.